Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon. Keith Obert here, broadcasting live to Village Square, Pensacola Business Radio. And I have in our studio today three wonderful people who are here for three wonderful causes. So I have Casey. Good
Hello.
Afternoon.
How are you?
I am well. I have Hannah.
Hi, how are you?
And I have Derek.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Okay, so we've got a lot to talk about, so let's just get started. So Casey with Casey Helps Kids, fill me in. like just lay it on me.
Just throwing it out there.
Yep.
All right. So Casey Helps Kids is a 501c3 I started about 8 years ago. I was 15 years old. I'm 23 now. So I've been doing it for a long time, and I started it when I was diagnosed with cancer. I was diagnosed at age 13, and then I relapsed at 14, got into remission, and really just wanted to give back. I felt like I was lucky, and you know, I just knew and got to see so many other kids that were sick. So I started Casey Helps Kids by just donating teddy bears. I received a really large donation from a company up north, and started donating them to different hospitals around the nation. And then a couple of years after that, we started doing support groups. And then in 2013, I started the financial assistance program. We donate $500 per year to each family. And this goes for medications, co-pays, travel expenses. We give the checks directly to the family. So yeah, that's what we're doing. And, we're going on a nationwide tour.
Cool.
About a
road
month
trip,
and a half,
huh?
A big road trip. Yep. We're hosting over 43 fashion shows for the kids, which was one of my first fundraisers that we had here in Pensacola at Sacred Heart. So all the models are going to be, going, you know, currently going through cancer, and, we have some really awesome events that are being planned. And then we have one coming up here in Pensacola on February 27th.
Yeah. So. That's what brought Derek in here, huh?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So I got to ask. Because I've never met somebody who had cancer at such a young age. What is that like to hear that news in your life at that age?
I mean, I remember it perfectly when I found out that I had cancer. I was coming out of an 8+ hour surgery, and my mom was right there next to me, and she had asked me, I could tell she was upset, and she asked me, did they tell you what happened? And
that's never a good question.
And I'm like, Yeah, they did. I'm fine. I'm good. I remember just kind of brushing it off because I knew, you know, if I reacted, she would react. And, I knew that it was, you know, I knew what it was. And at that point, so, I don't think that it was going to change my life as much as it has.
Yeah.
Even 10 years later, I'm still, you know, battling with things and lifelong, things that come from treatments. But yeah, it was tough. It was really tough.
So, and you said it. So let's talk about how your life's changed, because obviously not only has it changed, but it seems that it's changed for a real positive cause for a lot of other people. So walk me through it, because I'm truly interested, because being 13 and getting that sort of heavy news and then seeing you now, not knowing you then, but coming in here with some solutions to some other problems that are out there and really making a difference in other people's lives is a really cool thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's brought a lot of positive things into my life, and I can't say, you know, when I was 15 and I started Casey Helps Kids, I hadn't really experienced, I mean, I went through cancer, which was, you know, I was sick. I had to be poked. But there's a lot more to it. After being in remission, you go through a very emotional side and kind of trying to adjust back into a normal life.
Yeah.
Which is not like your normal life before.
Right.
So that was really hard for me. I went through a lot of anxiety that it was going to come back, or that my headache was something more serious. And
right.
It was just a constant battle, that I think has helped me also change my organization, because I went through that. You know, now we don't just help kids that are currently going through treatments. We help them even after, they've gotten into remission, as well as the families, you know, with financial assistance. They're forever going to have to go through scans and have, you know, things that health issues, from the treatments and stuff. So it's been a journey. That's
yeah.
For sure.
Well, and I can imagine that just the preemptive, like you said, like is this headache the headache, you know, is this out of shortness of breath, whatever, really something else. I mean, the mental strain that I think you've had on yourself is huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically she works really good under pressure. So this idea, I mean, well, you just said, you know, it's just time to do something about it. Did you have a certain experience that triggered Casey Has Kids for you, or
for when I started it initially?
Yeah.
No, not at all. Like I mean, after my diagnosis, it was 2 years of me being in and out of the hospital all the time. I was going to cancer camps and I was just meeting a lot of kids that were going through, you know, something similar that I went through. And it really opened my eyes as, wow, there's so many kids out there that are sick. And so when I got into remission, I was just, I don't know really what it was. Well, actually, I do know what it was. I had went on a reality show through Make-A-Wish. Uh-huh. And I remember getting a lot of feedback from people saying, oh my gosh, your story is just hearing your story and that you're going through this. Like, I've been able to relate and it helps me. So if that's how easy it was, you know, if I just had to share my story, then of course I was all for it. And then, I had started reaching out to the teddy bear companies because I wanted to give the kids something that they could hold on to, while they're in treatments. And so that was my idea. For me personally, my treatments were, I had to be in isolation. Mm-hmm. So my parents couldn't be with me and I was 13, you know, for 7 days.
Yeah.
They couldn't be with me and I was really ill and, I was just sitting in a room by myself. And so, for me, a teddy bear, you know, showed significance because even though my parents couldn't be there, that could, and it comforted me.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the idea behind that. And then ever since, you know, as we've changed, the fashion shows and the events that we do, a lot of it's just for the kids to feel like normal kids again, to get out of the hospital, to not think about what they're having to go through. And, that's something that I'm huge about is distracting your mind. I think it's so important. You know, instead of focusing on what's happening really, just distracting your mind and getting out and just having fun. So,
yeah, very cool. Okay. So if somebody wants to be interested, how do we get them hooked up with you and making teddy bears and all that kind of cool stuff?
Yeah, we have a website. It's khkidz.org. We have a Facebook page, KH Kids as well. You can email me directly, khkids@gmail.com. Yeah, just reach out to us. And okay. We have some like volunteer forms on the website. We're always accepting brand new teddy bear donations or other things for care packages.
Sure.
We accept gas cards for the families, things like that.
Yeah, and money too.
And money.
Don't be afraid.
Money.
Say money. It's okay.
That's true. Yep, money too.
Okay, all right. So what's coming up? Because I have a feeling this is all tying together with some of the stuff Derek's doing. Is this correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a segue right for you, Derek. Go all for right. it.
So on February 27th at Castaways on Pensacola Beach, we are having a speakeasy. Basically, what we're doing is having a bunch of 30 people come in dressed up in 1930s outfits. John Plott from Golf Breeze Ballroom Academy is going to be there giving us free dance lessons.
Yeah. Very
Kathy,
cool.
Kathy Lyons is going to be playing on the, you know, she's putting together a band for us.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have casinos, raffles, plenty of sponsorship opportunities available.
Yeah. All in that awesome sort of flapper swinger 1930 kind of gangster dress.
Yes.
Yeah. That's fun, man.
Yes. I've really grown up as a kid for whatever reason. I like to watch a lot of mafia movies.
Yeah.
And gangster movies.
Yeah.
So,
and that was our generation though, man. You had The Godfather and you had Goodfellas and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah. So it's gonna be a blast. They're closing Castaways down for us. So it's just going to be us. You have to have tickets. You have to have a password. There's going to be a secret entrance.
There's going to be bodyguards at the door.
Bodyguards.
A little sliding window where you get to say the name.
We're going to have the Puerto Rican bodyguard out there.
Yeah. Who's not on microphone, but in the studio with us.
And is shaking his head in shame right now.
Okay. So all of this goes to benefit what?
Casey Helps Kids. 100% of the everything will be going after bills will be going towards Casey Help Kids.
Very cool.
I started my company about a year ago. I put out on Facebook, hey, I'm looking for a charity to kind of help out. And one of my friends said, hey, you should get a hold of Casey Helps Kids. Well, I have seven kids. So I really, really like kids. I have a really close friend that actually passed away last year of cancer. So when I met Casey and I saw that she helped kids with cancer, it was just kind of like, wow, I love this girl already. And then when I hear her story, it's just absolutely amazing.
One of those lights on your path, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's just absolutely amazing once you hear her story.
Yeah. Okay, so you have viral technology.
Correct.
Right? So, I mean, because we got to let them know, because this is, you said first annual, which means we're going to repeat this again next year.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah. Hopefully even bigger. Instead of 300 people, next year we want 600 people.
Yeah. Well, you got the whole Rome of the place, man. Yeah. So, you know, there's enough room to fit 600 in there. 300 more of your friends want to join this year.
Plenty of roulette tables, you know.
That's cool, man. So, so you guys are setting up sort of a casino style thing that they'll have betting, I'm assuming, and sort of
correct.
Not gambling, but
not gambling.
But because it's all for the charity kind of thing.
So you get $1,000.
Yeah.
Or VIP tickets get $1,000 and the other tickets will get, the general admission tickets will get $500. So you get $1,000 to walk in when if you're a VIP. You get to go spend it at your slot machine. Well, actually, you have to take it into a bartender and they give you tokens. And then at the end of the night, we have baskets set up in front of the raffle prizes that you want to win.
Very
cool.
So
if we have like a two-night stay or if we have a selfie stick or just whatever.
Yeah.
I know Jennifer Shade is donating like an hour-long massage. We have a personal trainer giving away a couple of sessions.
Very cool.
So it's going to be cool. So basically you stick your raffle tickets mm-hmm. in the baskets and we'll draw and see who wins.
Very cool.
Yeah. It's
okay. Blood. So what, I don't have any gangster clothing or speakeasy clothing. So do you know where to go find some here in town?
Oh, well,
I know you've had to have done some searching.
Yeah. I know we don't have a particular sponsor who wants to say, hey, I want to do that for everybody. But I know Men's Warehouse has some zoot suits.
Yep.
Marsha's Menagerie has some.
I'm sure there's a couple of thrift stores around town you can probably find really cool thing. Go pop some tags or whatever. So when's the event?
It is February 27th. And we are also giving a promo code for 20% off either VIP or general admission tickets, and that promo code is Pensacola Business Radio, one word.
Yep.
So if you log into Eventbrite, hit the promo code, you'll get 20% off.
Okay, and that's only good
and
today,
that
right?
It's only good for today.
Okay.
Today and half of tomorrow.
Half of tomorrow. Okay. So we'll have to. Hopefully, we got thousands of people listening right now, and they're all just flooding your website to come join.
Yes, I hope so. And speaking of where can I buy tickets, you can either go to Eventbrite. Or you can go to www.viral-technology.com/events.
Cool. And then we'll share all those links with our stuff as
Excellent.
Well. So
that'd be great.
Okay. So what do we miss? Anything?
Casey, what do we miss?
Come show up, support.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Castaways is also providing a special bathtub gin drink.
Okay.
And a portion of every drink will go to towards Casey Helps Kids.
Okay, so gin?
Yeah, not just gin.
Not just gin.
Bathtub gin.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Just like back in the old days, huh?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Well, hopefully we're going to get some momentum behind this, and you guys are going to have a really good turnout, and Casey, we're going to help to call us.
Thank you.
I'm excited.
I'm super excited.
I'm totally impressed. Really, totally impressed. So, okay, this is going to move us into Hannah. So, Hannah, you have started something that is, I think, really cool. And when I saw it and Derek told me about it, I thought, this is great because, one, you're young, and two, you're already wanting to give and create and do things for other people. And that is a beautiful characteristic.
Yeah.
And we wanted to share it. So tell us the story and tell us what it is that you're doing.
Well, basically on Facebook, I saw this video and it was just a guy going around the neighborhood, you know, and he was giving stuff like socks and all of that to the homeless people mm-hmm. on a bag. And I thought it would be pretty cool if I could do that because I love to help people actually. So I told my dad and then basically I pretty much got all of our friends together. Our friend, Amanda mm-hmm. got the whole thing started, but, with all of her friends. So we all asked them to donate to it. And what we're basically doing is going to get socks, batteries, blankets, pillows, candles, and toiletries, mm-hmm. like little shampoos and stuff.
All those little things that a lot of us take for granted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And give it to them. And we're also getting boxes of pizza to go ahead and go to a homeless shelter and let them eat hot food there.
Yep.
So it doesn't get cold and stuff. And that, yeah.
Okay. So what's it called?
Share the Love.
Share the Love. Okay. And so it's on Facebook.
Yes.
Right? So it's just Facebook, search for Share the Love.
Yes.
Okay. And how can people get stuff to you if they want to?
That we donate it to his office called Viola Technology.
Okay.
And
they'll get it to you?
Yes.
Okay. So, Derek, we got to tell them where your office is. We're going to flood your office with people, too.
We actually had our first donation today.
Very cool.
A bunch of socks, a bunch of deodorant. Everything. Yeah. A lot of things she can use is like toiletry, socks, deodorant. Toothpaste, plastic bags so we can put them in there.
Ziploc stuff.
So my office is at 4303 Spanish Trail Road, Pensacola, Florida, Suite B. The zip code is 32533.
32504. Yeah, there you go.
And you can also just Google us, Viral Technology, and it'll take you right to us.
Yeah. Okay, so by the end of the week you're going to have tickets and a whole stack of stuff in your office.
Well, very good. That would be awesome because the more people get involved, the more people can just help in general.
Yeah. So, okay. So what else do you need besides donations? What else can people do just to help maybe get the word out?
Yeah, that would actually be great. Because I've been sharing this on everything on Facebook, Snapchat, just the basic stuff. And I've been telling my friends about it too, because I think it would honestly be great if we could get more people to help the homeless, because what I think in general is that people usually don't think that the homeless people need help when they actually do.
Well, and let me tell you, the other cool thing is, what day are you doing this?
February 14th.
Okay, so you're doing it on Valentine's Day, which is perfect because that's just how all this fits in together. So is Share the Love on Facebook is its own page, correct? So we could send people to go and like the page and share the information? Is that the way that's working for you? Okay. So there's a couple other things that are going on in town, too, that are also sort of helping your cause as well. The Leadership Pensacola people this year are doing the parking meters, where you can donate to the homeless through using the parking meter, and it goes to the right places. So there's some people that I think you could probably talk to that might be able to expand your cause a little bit. So, how old are you again?
I'm 16.
Okay. So 16 years old and here you are out here trying to make a difference. And that's huge.
Yes.
Absolutely huge. So give yourself a pat on the back, and I'm going to tell Dad, who's sitting right here next to you, good job. So this is very cool. Okay. So Share the Love, Facebook, just search it. Okay. We got Viral Technology. Say the website again.
Like Viral Technology website?
Yeah, and then we'll share the Eventbrite too.
It's viral-technology.com/events.
There you go. Okay, and then Casey, you got to tell them again too.
It's khkids.org, khkids.org.
Okay, guys, so have we missed anything that we need to cover? No?
I think that's it.
Okay. So three really cool people doing some really neat things here in town. I want to thank you for coming out to Business Radio X and sharing this experience with me and what you guys are doing. And we're going to have this interview posted later today, and excellent. We'll get some links and stuff so everybody coming through our site can get your word out and really, you know, help you guys get this stuff off the ground. So awesome. Very cool.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you having us out.
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, anytime. This is two now. So, I mean, you're almost ready for the hat trick, dude.
I'm almost a pro at this.
Yeah, that's it. So, okay, you guys, you can find us at Pensacola Radio X. You can find us at Facebook at Pensacola Business Radio or on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, guys, thanks for coming out. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.